There is no one path to greatness. Hi, my name is Samra Owuselbi. I'm the host of this show, Super Awesome You, on the Super Awesome Mix Podcast Network. You can find more of this show's content at Super Awesome You on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. I've been thinking a lot about greatness because this last week I started watching for the second time the documentary The Last Dance, featuring the story of Michael Jordan. And it's just an excellent documentary, and honestly one that I find very motivating. If you are in need for looking at someone who dedicated their life to being great at something and everything that that takes, and hopefully that inspires you to do the same in your own life, I mean, this is top of my list for documentaries that will do that. He showed up early, he stayed late, he put in a lot of hours. He did things that I think separate out the 99% from the 1%. And I'm not talking about financially. I just mean like the 99% of people that will start something, but then the 1% that will actually achieve the thing that they started. I think the really big difference is honestly the amount of work that you put into it and how much you keep going with that thing. This is something that I struggle with all the time. It's a lot of work to get to be somewhere where you stand out from a crowd. I've been podcasting now for, I think, over 3 years. I think I started the Super Awesome Mix show with Matt about 3 years ago, just over. And this show, of course, is in its first year. And there's a lot of moments where you question yourself of being like, what am I doing? And why am I still doing it? Does anyone care? Who's listening out there? I'm thankful that this show does have, you know, a handful of listeners, at least a couple hundred, which is amazing. So grateful for all of you. But my goodness, like, you have to really fight for every single new listener, and you have to keep their interest, and you have to hope that they come back week after week. And I'm hoping that I get better every single week, and I'm reading a lot more, and I'm surrounding myself with content that hopefully inspires more content and my own take on it. And even still with all of that, I feel like my path is not so straight and it's not so clear. But then that got me wondering, is anyone's path that clear? I think that's the thing with these documentaries and with popular stories about people that suddenly become great, is that it's not so sudden. And their life story is edited down to a very nice little succinct story to tell. And they can tell you all about the twists and turns they take in a matter of seconds, right? They can tell you all about, they can cover 2 years of someone's life in a 4 second sentence. And that's 2 years of someone's life. It's so easy to look at someone else, pursue their greatness and achieve greatness, and think that you are doing something wrong because it's taking too long and there is no 4 second summation of what you've done and what you're doing. And that really is the difference between reading about someone doing something and actually doing the thing yourself. There are so many stories out there about how Steven Spielberg was rejected, you know, multiple times from film schools, and scripts were turned down, and how books that became massive successes were turned down from hundreds of publishing houses before one finally took a gamble on it or saw what the value was. That's life. Life is always going to present you with roadblocks. There's always going to be people that don't believe in what you're doing. You are not going to believe in what you're doing, you know, if you're human like me. There's going to be so many moments when the doubts just flood your mind and really make you question, like, again, what am I doing here? What, is this even what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing it right? Is this taking too long? Should I quit? Should I walk away? And I think in that path to greatness, the difference between achieving it versus always seeking it is that you're willing to put in the work. As long as you enjoy the work, as long as it is giving you some sense of value to do it, I think you're going to land in that spot. Not everyone's going to be Michael Jordan, you know, of basketball. There can only be a few of them, but I'm willing to bet that the people who have put in the hours, who've played the game, who've loved the game, believe themselves to be great, and they're right. They're absolutely right. Greatness, I think, is defined internally. It's easy for us to look at all these people who have been labeled as great from an external point of view. But I think greatness is from within. I think if you choose to be great, you will be great. And I think if you love what you do and you're willing to put the work in and you're willing to show up for it, it's inevitable that you'll end up there. Now, I say this, and it's really easy to hear this from other people, but my goodness, it's really hard to internalize it, because immediately that voice floods back into your brain that is like, oh, you're just making excuses. You're not great at all. Like, who are you? You're terrible. You're no one. You'll never be anyone. And that brain kicks in, you know, that part of that brain, that inner critic, kicks in to take us down and to discourage us from keeping going. I've talked to death about why. Our brains don't like change. Change is very uncomfortable because change is unknown, and we like the known because the known is safe, and our brains are designed to keep us safe. So it will tear you down and tear down your aspirations and tear down your motivation and just make you feel so small and like not accomplished, because then you won't do anything and you'll be part of the 99%, and there's safety in numbers, right? And it's like you're part of the pack. You are part of an environment of people that are all just like you. And being in that 1% sounds really scary, and I don't know what's going to happen when I'm there, therefore I don't want to be a part of that. So you got to love what you're doing. You have to believe in what you're doing. And I believe that as long as you are serving others and you're a good person and you are pursuing this out of loving and caring and for the good of the world, you will succeed. It will be hard to stop you once you get going. But you have to be comfortable with being really bored. You have to be comfortable with that inner critic trying to tear you down every single day. You have to be comfortable with external critics trying to tear you down every single day. You've got to be comfortable with roadblocks, with people standing in your way, with ideas standing in your way, with companies standing in your way, telling you no, they're not going to publish your work, or, you know, the Instagram algorithm standing in your way saying, I'm not going to show your video to more people. You have to be comfortable with all of these things, because that's the reality of it. That's the reality of the pursuit of greatness. It's a lot of work. So this week's episode really is just this realization that greatness can be achieved today because you can believe in yourself to be great. And the reality of greatness is that you have to put in a lot of work, and you're probably going to be bored doing that work, but you got to love it. You got to find that purpose. You got to believe in the purpose of what you're doing, and just keep pursuing. Never stop pursuing. Just keep going. This week's song of the week is one that just came out. It's called Devil May Cry by Apache. I featured his music before on this playlist I'm building, and my goodness, this is so beautiful. Like, this music, I've been working on an amp up playlist for my runs, and this is absolutely on it now, because I just find that his work with piano mixed in with like electronic elements gets me really fired up. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. It's almost as if Succession intro music was like met with an EDM mix. Like, that's what this track is. I play it and I get fired up, and I am ready to go out and get a little bit closer to my goal. Life is so much better with the soundtrack, and that's why every single week I try to add another song to it, because as I mentioned, you're going to get bored, right? Like, it's really easy and fun to set these big goals for yourself, but then the reality is like you spend countless hours doing just a bunch of really boring, repetitive things to get there. So the music really kind of helps. And then maybe one day, hopefully one day, we'll be watching a documentary about how awesome you are, and it'll be set to a montage, and you get to pick the song, or you get to watch, you know, this great montage of your life. And we will think that you've done it in over 4 seconds, and you will know that you did it over years and years and years of work. And that is greatness.